Drive safely. And never drive if you've been drinking. This is Arthur Carlson speaking. Thank you.
That was another controversial message from station manager Arthur Carlson here at WKRP. And if you'd like to rebut safe driving, please write in care of this station. And now let's have a little Miss Candy State. How you doing, Cora?
Can I talk?
Sure, yeah.
Should I whisper?
No, I got a record player.
Oh, good.
Sit down.
Thank you.
How about sneaking a little Ella for you tonight, huh?
That'd be nice.
Adela? Ella? Adela?
Either one.
You got it.
Venus, can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
Are you a high school graduate?
College graduate. Carlisle State Teachers College.
What would you have done if you hadn't finished school?
Oh, I don't know. You sure don't need to be a college graduate to do this job.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Carl? You look a little down tonight.
Yeah, I guess I do. Oh, Venus, I got trouble at home.
What's wrong, Carl?
My little boy, Arnold. He's just 16, and now he's telling me he says he's going to quit school. Just like that, he told me yesterday.
Sorry, Cora.
Venus, I don't work like I do for him to do something like that. I was for 7 years now, saving for his college. And now he's not even going to graduate from high school?
Well, you know how kids are these days. They need time to find themselves.
Find themselves? I can't find him. Nobody can. He's always gone, running the streets with his friends, missing all kinds of stuff.
Well, you tell him if he doesn't shape up, I'll come over to that house and I'll go upside his head.
I wish you would do that.
Yeah, and I would, too.
Yeah, it'd be good for him to talk to somebody like you. A person who's made something of themselves.
Well, you send him up here. I'll talk to him.
Oh, Venus, would you?
Sure.
Well, what time should I tell him?
Time? I don't know. How about 4 o'clock tomorrow?
I'll make sure he's here. And thank you so much, Venus.
No problem.
Well, I guess I better be getting back to work.
Okay.
He's just a big, dumb fool. That's all he is. Just a big, dumb fool.
Yeah. How big?
About your height.
Kind of skinny like me, huh?
No, uh-uh. He looks like, well, you know, a regular man.
A regular man at 16?
Uh-huh. He's bad, too. Real bad.
How you mean bad? You mean like he's a bad little boy, or that cat's bad?
No. You know, bad.
Right.
But watch out, he can be real tricky.
Oh, tricky, huh? Big tricky.
And bad.
Bad. Big tricky and bad.
Well, thank you, Venus. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. My pleasure. Hey, no problem at all. I can't help. I'm from the streets. I'm used to hammering big, bad, tricky men.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
What time do you have?
Oh, I'm not wearing my watch today.
Oh.
What time do you have?
4:50.
Thank you.
Arnold?
Yeah.
I'm Venus Flytrap.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Venus.
Hi.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, I've read through these papers just like you asked.
Mr. Carlson, you were supposed to sign them, not read them.
Oh, okay. Thank you. How's it going, Venus?
Fine, I see. And you?
Oh, it's awfully busy. It just never seems to stop.
Sir. Well, I didn't know you were going to bring all your friends out with you.
I didn't know I was going to have to come up here, either.
Well, nobody forced you to.
That's right.
You want to have your buddies wait for you downstairs?
I'll be down in about 5 minutes.
Let's go back here.
Okay.
They're signed.
Your name?
Yeah.
See, where can we talk here?
Don't you have your own office?
No, I don't, Arnold. Yes, Arnold, this is Miss Bailey Quarters. Bailey, this is Arnold.
Well, hello, hi. Arnold. Well, Venus told me all about you. I know that sometimes it may not seem like it's worth the effort, but I think that school pays off in the long run, no matter what you decide to do later on. Of course, I could be wrong. And it probably am.
Thank you, Bailey.
You're welcome, Venus. Well, I just guess I'll gather up my work here and blow out of here so you two can just talk by yourselves.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Let's go over here, all right? You want to sit down?
No, I don't think so.
You're a real tough guy, aren't you? Real bad dude, right?
Well, 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 what have we here?
Oh, no.
Hi, I'm Les Nessman, senior news director. You must be Arnold Isley. I know your mother very well. Welcome to WKRP, and feel free to ask any questions. All this is not as complicated as it looks.
Thank you, Les, but Arnold, I wonder if we could talk privately.
Certainly, I'll just step into my office and shut my door.
Alas, we were hoping we may have to use your office, too.
Oh, certainly. I understand.
What's he on?
Ovaltine.
You know, I just can't help noticing that both you gentlemen are black.
Oh, God.
I've recently taken quite an interest in Negro culture. If the Beatles are the construct of modern music, and I use that word construct incorrectly, surely they were given birth to by Elvis Presley, a giant for sure, but the product of the black experience. Ergo, and I use that word correctly, blacks created modern music. Scratch an Allman Brother, and you have black. Scratch Billy Joel, and you have Howling Wolf. I could go on, but my mother is in town. Let's just say that every white rock and roll musician working today should take half of his or her paycheck and mail it directly to Chuck Berry. At least that's what I think, and I won't even go into jazz. Arnold, enjoy your visit to the station. Venus, nice visiting with you two.
Right on.
Did you tell them all that?
No.
No, I did.
Who is that?
That's Fever. He hates his apartment, so he sleeps around the station.
That's Dr. Fever?
Yeah.
He don't look like his voice. You don't either.
I don't?
Nah. You sound white to me.
You know, Arnold, I really don't care what you think about me. I'm just trying to help your mother.
Yeah? And how are you going to do that?
You know, I've seen your type before. You're going to be a big loser, man. Life's going to run you over like a giant steamroller.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you what. Here's $100. Why don't you go out and buy yourself a new jacket? That's how life's running me over.
Yeah, you are a member of a gang, though.
No, it's a social club, you know what I mean? A gentleman's club.
Yeah, and you're the president of this gentleman's club.
That's right.
That means you're the strongest and the smartest.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're strong and you're smart. I just want to verify that.
Yeah, I'm strong and I'm smart.
Good, I'm not surprised. So why you want to drop out of school?
It's wasting my time.
Maybe. Main reason is you don't like it, do you?
Yeah, I guess so.
How come?
Because it's wasting my time.
No. You don't like school because you look like a dummy in there.
What are you talking about?
You look like an idiot in class.
A what?
An idiot.
Look out, man.
Hey, I'm looking out. I'm looking out. And I see a smart guy who isn't so smart when a teacher asks him a question. It's embarrassing, ain't it?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah, you would. There ain't nobody like to do anything to make him look dumb, and school makes you look dumb.
I run that school, my man.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm not saying you don't, but you don't look good in class, and you don't like it, do you?
You saying I'm dumb?
No. I'm saying you ain't strong.
You want to see just how strong I am, you keep on talking.
Do you know what strong is?
What?
Strong is not caring what anybody think about you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't care what anybody thinks, especially you.
What if you start paying attention in class instead of being cool and causing a lot of trouble? How would your friends react to that? Huh? What would your lieutenants think about that?
Doesn't matter, because I ain't going to do it.
But could you do it? Could you be that strong?
Yeah. I could be that strong.
You're a very special man, huh?
Now we're getting somewhere.
Too bad you're dumb.
But don't start that again.
You know what's really dumb, Arnold? You think they're trying to make you take something.
They are.
Arnold, those teachers don't care about you that much, man. If you're not buying what they're selling, to hell with you. They're just going to promote you right out of there. Look, man, you believe they're trying to make you take something. I'm telling you, they got something that belongs to you. It's yours. It's your right to have what they got. And if they won't give you an education, man, you got to steal it from them. You got to stand up and say, hey, teacher, I don't understand. Repeat that again. And if they get tired of repeating that and then put you in a special class, like, and call it remedial just to embarrass you, you got to tell them you don't give a damn what they call it, that you're too strong to be embarrassed, and you want what's coming to you.
Why do I want it, huh? I mean, what good is an education for a guy like me? And don't have me all that bull about jobs and money either, because the unemployment line's filled with people with education. Including college degrees, am I right?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's no guarantee, man.
So what's the point of going back to school?
You want to know what I think, man? I think there are only two things anybody cares about in this world. One, survival. Two, conquest.
What about sex?
That's part of survival. Okay. And so is an education, man. You've got to have an education to survive. Now, I'm not going to tell you that because you've heard that 100 times before. I won't bore you with that.
Good.
I'm not going to bore you with that because a dude like you's not into survival. No, you're into conquest. You conquer out there in the street and you like that. You get conquered in the classroom and you don't like it, do you?
No.
Have you conquered math, man, or has math conquered you? Who's the toughest dog in that fight, you or math?
Math.
How come?
How come?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, tell me, what do you think it is?
I don't know.
Well, do you pay attention in class?
No.
Well, what is it, man? I'm asking you, Arnold.
Maybe it's because I'm dumb.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Don't be telling me I'm not dumb. I'm telling you, I'm dumb.
Arnold, you're smart. You're the president of your gang.
It's different.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. In school, they got geometry and English and biology. And I just don't understand a thing about it, man. I just don't get any of it.
Well, what about chemistry?
That's the hardest one.
Did they teach you anything about the atom?
The atom? Year after year. And I don't know the first thing about it.
I can give you the basics of the atom in 2 minutes. You'll understand it perfectly and remember it for months.
2 minutes? You crazy, you know that?
If I can teach you about the atom in 2 minutes, will you go back to school and finish out the year? How about it, huh? Come on, you're a betting man. How about it, Arnold?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, sure. You got it.
I got your word?
Yeah, you got my word. In 2 minutes.
We got a deal.
Yeah, we got a deal.
All right, sit down.
Okay.
There are 3 gangs on the street, right?
Yeah, 3 gangs.
And this right here is the territory. Now, here is the neighborhood. Got that?
Yeah.
And right in the middle of this neighborhood is a gang called the New Boys.
Yeah, the New Boys. Good name.
Okay.
Out here on the outside of the neighborhood, on the edge of the neighborhood, is another gang. You know, these are real negative dudes. Really negative. Right?
Right.
Now, they call themselves the Elected Ones.
All right, the Elected
Ones. You got that? Really negative. They don't like nothing, see?
Right.
Now, they all the time out here circling around the neighborhood. Just circling, you know? Checking out the New Boys. Now, the New Boys see this. And they get, you know, they figure there's something wrong here, so they make a deal with another gang. A gang of very happy-go-lucky guys. They call themselves the Pros. The Pros. Now, the Pros are very positive cats. You see, they got all the good-looking women, right?
Yeah.
Right. See, now, the Pros and the Elected Ones, the interesting thing, they hate each other. So much so that they keep the same number of members in the gang. Just in case you did.
Right.
So if I got 10 Elected Ones, how many Pros do I have?
10.
All right. Now, how many gangs do I have?
3.
Name them.
The New Boys, the Elected Ones, and the Pros.
All right. Who's here?
The Elected Ones.
All right. Now, what are they, negative?
Yeah, negative.
All right. Now, who's positive?
The Pros, and you're running out of time.
All right. Now, you see right here, the Pros and the New Boys, they call their hangout the Nucleus. Yeah. Now, see, that's a real tough word. It's Latin. But I kind of think it's Swahili. And it means center.
Yeah? What is it?
It's nucleus. Say it.
Nucleus. Is that really African?
Say it.
Nucleus.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you another Swahili word. It's Tron. Yeah, it means dude.
Yeah, Tron. Dude.
All these gangs like that name so well that they all decide to use it. For instance, the Pros right here in the middle start calling themselves the Protons. And the New Boys, well, they start calling themselves the Neutrons. And out here on the edge here, the Elected Ones, they start calling themselves the Elect...
The Electrons, the Protons, and the Neutrons.
Yeah. And all this right here, this is the neighborhood. This is block after block of nothing. You understand block after block of nothing, don't you?
Yeah, I know all about that. And your time is up, Professor DJ.
Good. I was finished anyway. Now you going back to school then.
School? Man, all I know about is a bunch of damn gangs that live in a round neighborhood.
Arnold, that's the atom. That's it, man. That's it. What's this right here? Huh?
Protons and neutrons.
All right, and they call this the what?
Nucleus.
All right, what are these guys up here?
Electrons.
Are they negative or positive?
Negative.
And how do they move?
Round and round.
And if I got two of them, how many protons do I have?
Two.
Now, protons negative or positive?
Positive.
All right, and what's all this right here?
Oh, that's the neighborhood.
Which is?
Nothing.
You got it, man. You get an A. You know this stuff backwards and forwards.
I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, well, what good is it gonna do me? I mean, I ain't never seen an atom. I can't touch it.
Arnold, you've got to learn to live beyond your fingertips, man. I mean, you've got to start believing in things you can't see.
I see what I see.
Is Africa a place?
Yeah.
You ever been there?
No.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
This thing here, man, this thing you call your body, that's what atoms are when they get together in a certain way. It's what everything is. It's what we all are. And do you know that 95% of the people in this country don't know what you know about it? And you conquered it in 2 minutes. Now, how does that make you feel?
I guess kind of good.
That's the joy of conquest. The joy of learning. And that's why you should go back to school.
You know, man, you should teach school.
Yeah, well,
You did, didn't you?
No, that's it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. But I tell you what, I did lie about one thing. Those words being Swahili. No, black kids seem to learn faster when they think it's about their own culture. Just a little white lie, okay?
Okay.
So you're gonna finish out the year?
You won, man.
No, you won.
Okay.
And another thing, you're probably not going to find a teacher as good as me again, so, when the class starts getting very boring, you pay particular attention and break it down into something you can identify with. Okay?
Sure.
I'll say hello to your mother tonight.
Yeah, me too.
Stuff is terrific. never understood it before, you know.
Why didn't you tell me you were back there?
Well, I tried, but I was asleep.
How long did you teach, man?
3 years, but I couldn't cut it, so I quit.
You never told me about that.
That's not the kind of thing I'm proud of.
Oh, come on. But you got some time. I'm wide awake. Let me buy you a drink, all right?
You got it.
All right.
Can you teach me about magnets?
Children, it's time for us to get mellow and listen to the mellifluous voice of...
Venus! You did it!
Miss Ellery's.
You did it!
Kind of on the air there,
Well, play something for me, baby.
Well, way ahead of you. I got Bella on board.
It's not that easy.
That's nice. It seems. Think it will last, Venus? Think you'll stay in after the year's out?
Oh, I don't know, Cora. The odds are kind of against it.
Yeah.
Well, I had to be honest.
Sure.
Hey, but look, the odds were against me, and look how I turned out. I mean, I'm so beautiful.
You are, too.
Well, cute, maybe.
No, baby, you're beautiful.
I guess there's no point in arguing with you, is there?